every single day is a capsule from Hashem on how Hashem wants you to get close on that day. It's a medication capsule. The tachlis of every day is to feel Hashem. Just like a doctor, he puts in 30% this, 70% of that. Hashem puts in every day the amount you need for your neshama to get to shleimus. Every single day, Hashem has a plan how you're going to get to shleimus in that day. The amount of toiv for us to feel Hashem's toiv and appreciate it, and the amount of tzar to see Hashem's greatness and accept His chachma and be makir that He knows more than us. That's the other capsule. Being makir Hashem knows more than you is also an avaida of getting close to Hashem. So our hegesh of relying on Hashem brings us to two separate hergeshim. When He does toiv, we feel He will continue. That's betachin. And we feel it'll get bigger also. We feel we march of it, right? A person always, in America, everyone thinks the whole world's coming to them. So working on betachin, which means, in the English definition, that means I think the whole world's coming to me, is not an avoidus Hashem. It's an avoid of gaiva. The whole world in America thinks everything's coming to them. That's not the avoidus of betachin. The avoidus of betachin is to be makir from Hashem. Not that you think the whole world's coming to you. Everyone's beteach, the whole world's coming to them. Everyone thinks in America that the whole world's coming to them. That's not avoidus Hashem. That's avoidus gaiva. The avoidus Hashem of betachin is to be makir that it's Hashem that's providing me everything, and He's going to be marchiv more. These dreams that I have, that's going to get, that I feel that it'll be more success, I have to be makir that's Hashem. That's the avoidus of betachin. So the things that we're soivel, we take b'lev shalom, we're getting close to Hashem that way. And the things that we see the good things in our life, that's the things we're getting close to Hashem through the toiv. And that's how you makayim v'haftas Hashem alekecha in every matziv, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafsha, b'chol me'idacha. We react to every unhug of Hashem with kirvas Hashem. So it doesn't make a difference which betachan you're having. As long as you feel close to Hashem, then Hashem will take care of you because you're close to Him. It doesn't make a difference. If you feel Hashem said no to you and you accept it, that is not a chasar in betachan, it's a mailo. But all has to start, all the betachan has to start with seeing the Tovus Hashem. And if you don't spend time on being makir the Tovus Hashem and putting koiches into it, then the whole betachan is going to backfire on you. The whole betachan is going to backfire because then it's just gaiva. If you don't start off by holding, seeing the Tovus Hashem and being makir the good things Hashem does for you, then the betachan is not going to work. It's going to backfire. It's just be gaiva. L'mashal, we have an avoida. We see how vital it is to see Tovus Hashem. The Chovetz Chabad says that how do you see Tovus Hashem in Galus? We're in such a bitter Galus. But we see Hashem, we see Nisim. What a Nisim we see. Chavis says to see the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael through all the hardships, how Klal Yisrael continues to grow, is a Nes Galay. It's a Nes Galay in Galus to see Hashem. And it's unbelievable halacha that we're davening Tachnon. We're saying all kind of tefillahs about the Galus, right? We're saying all kind of unbelievable tefillahs about Tzaris, that Hashem should protect us. All of a sudden, the Chassan walks in, we drop the whole thing. What's shot? What happened? The Chassan walks in, you know, after Davin, all these tefillahs. The Torah says that when you see a Chassan, you see the Kiyum of Klai, so you see the Tovus Hashem, so you're nothing, you see a Nes, you see Hashem. You don't have to Davin now for all the Tzaris. You see the continuation of Klai Yisrael, and that stops all the tefillahs, because you see the biggest Nes. You see a chassan walking in, it's a continuation of Klal Yisrael. You see Hashem is taking care of us. We don't have to daven now. We drop all the tefillahs. We skip even Monday and Thursday. All those bakashas, when we see a chassan, because we're overcome with her geshem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's type for Klal Yisrael.